In your vacation, why not take Pep Talk with Meg with you?
A vacation? Oh my God, I can't wait to go. Okay, where are we gonna go first?
No, take News Radio along via the app.
Oh.
Just go to your app store, search News Radio 92.3, download the app.
Okay.
And listen to Pensacola's news leader with crystal clarity wherever you go.
And it's absolutely free.
That'll work.
Get it now and tap the app to get News Radio 92.3 no matter where in the world you are. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Sitting in for Andrew McKay today on the Pensacola Morning News here on 92.3 FM. And looking out the window here, it is looking like a Chamber of Commerce type of day out there. I know it'll be hot, so be careful out there, but sun's out and it's looking great. Another beautiful day here in Pensacola and Escambia County. So kind of set the stage here for our upcoming guests. At 7:40, we'll have Mike Wood from the Pensacola Police Department. He will be updating us on back to school, what they're seeing, how they're trying to be safe with the kiddos out there, and all the other things happening with PPD. In the 8 o'clock hour, we have three interviews. We'll have Lisa Newell from the Gulf Breeze News give us an update what's happening in Gulf Breeze. At 8:20, we'll have Andrew Wiggins from the Florida Chamber of Commerce to give us an update on what's happening with the primary election and looking into the fall with the 2026 general election. And then at 8:40, we'll have Joe MacArthur with the Escambia County Public School Foundation and all of their efforts with back to school and ways that you can support our public schools as the kiddos are back. And, you know, again, want to give a shout out and a real celebration to Escambia County Public Schools getting that A grade last year. And I know they're excited for another school year and want to keep that momentum going and keep that A grade again. So shout out to all the teachers, the support staff, all the folks that make it happen for the kids. And again, you know, be careful out there on the roads. You know, you're heading to work. Practice patience, and when you're going through those school zones, make sure to slow down and keep an eye out for those kiddos. So again, I'm Todd Thompson sitting in for Andrew McKay, who's taking a well-deserved break. Andrew, I think he's the hardest working man in news radio. He's on top of everything, so it's just it's an honor to be in here today. To sit in for a few hours and share some of the things we're doing at the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Florida's oldest chamber was founded in 1889 and continues to this day with over 1,000 members. You can go to PensacolaChamber.com to get more information about becoming a member. All of our activities, our events, we have a chamber calendar that you can check out that has all of our chamber events, our ribbon cuttings, our networking events. Next Thursday, we'll have business after hours at Moorhead Law Group on Palafox Street. The first Friday of every month, we have Good Morning Pensacola at Scenic Hills Country Club. That's always a great breakfast event. It's sponsored. We get our small business of the month. We have a nonprofit of the month that are spotlighted as well. So that's always a great opportunity to connect. And then coming up on September 8th, we will have our annual meeting. That'll be at Sanders Beach. It'll be a lunch event. Doors open at 11. Program starts at 11:30. That's where you'll get an update on our previous year's activities and look ahead to next year. We're on the Our fiscal year starts October 1st, and we were actually founded on September 20th of 1889. So we always do our annual meeting in September. Again, you can go to PensacolaChamber.com to reserve your seat, your table. You know, we're Looking forward to that event at Sanders Beach. It always sells out. So encourage you to go ahead if you want to come. Get your table now because it will sell out. So very excited about that. Just want to give a shout out to our chamber staff. We've got Emily Spears who does our events. She does a tremendous job. Olivia Wilson does our social media and videos. Great job there. Will Okada, our membership guru, and Trevor Rodabaugh, who handles our operations and leadership Pensacola. So with that, I'm going to kick it over to PJ for traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. Not showing any slowdowns in Pine Forest or Carr City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Thank you, PJ. Glad to hear it's pretty smooth out there.
It's really quiet.
That's a good thing. Like I said, especially with the kiddos going back to school. So, yeah, my kids are all either in college now or have graduated college, so it's a little bit different. PJ, you got kids in school?
I do have a college student and one who's already in the workforce and another one who's in high school. So
okay.
Yeah.
So got them spread out a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Right, yeah.
But, I'm glad that they're all going well. One's not at, because UWF hasn't started yet, right?
Right, Monday.
Monday. But my high schooler's back, and she's excited to be back and see her friends. And so, yeah, it's all good.
That's great. Yeah, so again, we had our State of Education luncheon this past Tuesday held out at UWF. And hearing from leaders in education from both the post-secondary and secondary level and all the way, into the high schools. The world of education is changing rapidly, and it was good to hear that our leaders are really engaged and staying on top of that, whether it's workforce, which is always a big issue to us at the chamber, AI. I mean, obviously, things are happening so quickly, and, they're really on top of it and understand that they have to stay on top of it because it's going to have an impact on kids and how they learn and obviously how they teach. So hearing about that and the importance of you don't always have to go to a four-year college to get a great career. And we talked about we've had the announcement about Burden at the port. The governor was here yesterday. That's going to bring a lot of manufacturing jobs to our community. We have GE Vernova. We have Field International. We have ST Engineering. So there are a lot of careers in our community where you don't have to go to that four-year school. You don't have sometimes you can go to George Stone or Lachlan Technical or Pensacola State College. It has a lot of programs for kids, and these are great paying jobs. I mean, especially starting out, you don't have to go, and we are fortunate. UWF is very well priced. It's a great value for our in-state students, but there are opportunities to train in high school and come out with those certifications that you need to get in those jobs that are so needed. I mean, so much of the workforce is going to be retiring over the next decade. So getting those kids interested in those careers where there's going to be some deficits, that's going to be very important. I mentioned earlier, we have our workforce development director at the chamber, Jesse Wolf. He is funded through CareerSource Escarosa, but housed with us at the chamber. He is that conduit between the business community and education providers on all things workforce. So if you're interested and want more information about those efforts, you can go to our website, PensacolaChamber.com. Jesse's on our staff page, so you can get the contact information for him there. But, it's a very important issue. Education, workforce, it all goes together. And something that we're very committed to at the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. All right, well, let's kick it over to David Wayne with the headlines. All right, we're going to keep going. Okay, there he is. All right, David.
All right. Well, good morning, gentlemen. Let's see here. A record-breaking deployment at sea reportedly creating a mental health crisis aboard a U.S. aircraft carrier. About 5,000 sailors and Marines have been on board the USS Abraham Lincoln since November, partly because of the war with Iran. Family members say there have been multiple attempts by some sailors to jump overboard. Senator Chris Blumenthal sent a letter to Pete Hegseth Wednesday requesting details about the deployment and the family concerns that that's been raising. Social media is on trial. Jury selection getting underway yesterday in California in a trial against Meta after a U.S. appeals court declined to dismiss thousands of online safety lawsuits against major social media companies. The lawsuits allege platforms owned by companies like Meta and TikTok encourage addictive behavior. And, well, we've got good news and bad news. The good news is, I guess there was a winner in the Powerball drawing. The bad news is it wasn't me. The massive jackpot had a cash value of more than $450 million, the largest Powerball prize in 2026.
Sorry, David.
Well, it was my retirement plan, yeah. But, you know, we'll try again.
All right, well, yeah. That's, you know, there'll be other opportunities,
right? We right. Hope so.
Yeah. Well, that is life changing, that were to happen. But, again, I'm Todd Thompson, president and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay this morning on the Pensacola Morning News here on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3 FM, 1620 AM. And, really, excited to be here. And we're going to kick it over to some commercials.
Hi, folks. This is your Congressman Jimmy Petronas. I'd like to think I'm a pretty nice guy, but right now the truth is I'm not feeling so nice. In fact, I am madder than a hornet, and here's why. Social media is harming our children. Kids are being manipulated by AI chatbots. Some have encouraged kids to harm themselves. Others have even committed suicide. You think fentanyl is dangerous? Some of these AI programs are what I call digital fentanyl. They're designed to get our kids hooked. I'm Jimmy Petronas, and I am fighting to change our laws so big tech will pay the price for what they're allowing our kids to see and do. Big tech must not be allowed to hunt our kids online and hook them to this digital fentanyl. We must stop these monsters from hurting our kids. And with your help, we will. I'd be honored to have your vote this primary day, August the 18th, paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
When people imagine what would they do if they won a bunch of money, you know, you think about cars and houses and vacations. Nobody says, man, what I really want is a new roof for my house. But we're all adults. Those of us who own homes know that every once in a while, you've got to replace your roof. That's where Quality Roofing Solutions comes in. They know you don't want their service. Nobody really does. But if you've got any kind of a problem that needs repair or you need to replace or you're selling it and so the insurance company's like, you got to replace. Okay, whatever the case may be, give them a call. Brian Ward started this company 20 years ago and they've done 10,000 roofs since with a 4.9 rating on Google. That's crazy. Warranted for the lifetime for workmanship of the roof, which also is crazy. Nobody does that. Their goal, his goal, was just to be that local company you could count on who would do what they said they were going to do. I recently had a friend who listened to the show, and she decided to use them. They had several different people come in and do quotes. They weren't the cheapest. I mean, they were close, but they weren't the cheapest, and they weren't the most expensive, obviously. She decided to go with them because I talk about them, and she was satisfied. They did what they're supposed to do, which is what you want from a contractor, which is kind of their goal. Let's just be the reliable place people can count on, give a fair value for a good price, and talk to people like they're normal. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Allow me to give you four get-along statements from Philippians chapter 2. Statement number one, have the same love. The Bible tells us to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. Statement number two, obey the prohibition against strife and vainglory. Essentially, God says stop it. Statement number three, have a humble heart. The Bible calls it lowliness of mind. Statement number four, stop looking at how to help yourself and start looking at how to help others. If you'll practice these four principles in your workplace, in your marriage, or in any human relationships, you will find them to be four very effective get-along principles.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Making a few small changes to how you use energy in your home can make a big difference. Like setting your AC, every degree you raise it can save you up to 5% on cooling costs. With the FPL Energy Manager, you can easily monitor how much energy you're using, see which appliances use the most, and how it affects your bill. Keep more money in your pocket by making your home more energy efficient. Learn more at fpl.com/ways to save.
4 years ago, Carrie Smith made three promises: roads before development, fair impact fees, and rewriting our land development code. He's kept every single one. Carrie steered $60 million in roadway capacity projects, breaking ground this summer. Carrie alone championed impact fees so new growth pays its fair share. Rewrote the land development code twice to protect our neighborhoods from flooding. Carrie continues to work with FDOT to four-lane Highway 90 through downtown Milton. Promises made, promises kept. Political advertisement paid for and approved by Carrie Smith, Republican for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 2.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in this morning for Andrew McKay here on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3 FM, 1620 AM. And let me kick it over to PJ with traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks, Todd. Looks like we have a vehicle crash North W Street right near Pensacola Boulevard. Just use caution through that area. Also have a vehicle crash in roadblock US 90 at Evelyn Street in Milton. They're saying the turn lane is blocked. Once again, use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Thank you, PJ. Yeah, y'all stay be careful out there. Stay safe. Watch out for the kiddos heading back to school. We'll be hearing from Mike Wood in the next segment from Pensacola Police Department on what's happening with them, what they're seeing with back to school and all their activities. So looking forward to that. Looking out the window, it's a beautiful Pensacola Chamber of Commerce type of day. And so it's really great to be here this morning, sitting in for Andrew as he takes a well-deserved break. Also, next hour, we're going to have Lisa Newell from the Gulf Breeze News give us an update what's happening in Gulf Breeze. After that, we'll have Andrew Wiggins from the Florida Chamber of Commerce talking about the elections. We are still in the primary election season, so you could get out there and still early vote. The early voting locations are available on escabiavotes.com website, so you can go ahead and get that done. Or you go next Tuesday is election day. You would go to your home precinct on that day. So make sure you get out and vote. It's a very important thing. And then later on, we're going to hear from Joe MacArthur with the Escambia County Public School Foundation and the work they're doing with back to school and ways that you can support our public schools here locally. Very important to do. So again, I'm Todd Thompson with the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. If you want to learn more about the Greater Pensacola Chamber if you want to learn more about the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, go to our website, PensacolaChamber.com. You can learn about our events, our activities, our programs. If you're interested in becoming a member of the chamber, we've got our membership levels and benefits, the things that you get as a member, and over 1,000 members here at Florida's oldest chamber of commerce. So it's a really great opportunity. If you're not a member, we'd really encourage you to check it out. You can also get in touch with Willa Licata in our office. She is our membership guru. She'll give you all the information that you need and all the ways that you can get plugged in. We provide a lot of networking opportunities. We have some educational opportunities. We just had our State of Education luncheon this past week at UWF. Our next state of, we do these quarterly, we'll have our state of healthcare in the fall, where we'll hear from our healthcare leaders. We're blessed to have three hospitals in our community, and we also have community health. So, we'll get the update from them. We also have our Women in Business Luncheon that'll be happening in October. We've had a very successful Women in Business Coffee that we have bi-monthly, the last Friday of every other month, held at the Chamber. Those have been great for business ladies to connect and learn and grow. And that's, what we're all about at the Greater Pensacola Chamber, is making those connections, getting the opportunity to grow your business and continue the great momentum that we're experiencing here in Northwest Florida. So again, I'm Todd Thompson, Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce President and CEO, sitting in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3 FM, AM 1620.
I'm CJ Papa. President Trump searching for a new White House press secretary now that Caroline Leavitt says she's leaving at the end of the month. White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy Stephen Miller speaking to Fox.
She has served this president so well, this administration so well, this country so well, and very importantly, she's been a role model to millions and millions of young women all across this country.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House with the president's reaction.
Caroline will now be one of my top outside advisors and an influential voice within the Republican Party as we work to defy history and conclusively win the midterm elections.
Flooding and fog, closing or delaying schools in parts of Indiana drenched by storms over the past 2 days. More than 250,000 power outages remain this morning statewide. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio 92.3 right now. It's 79 degrees. We've got clear skies and sunshine this morning. We'll get a look at our forecast in just a couple of minutes. Well, turnout continues climbing ahead of next week's primary election. In Escambia County, nearly 20,000 of the county's roughly 204,000 active voters have cast ballots, putting turnout at just under 10% this morning, with most of those votes coming by mail. In Santa Rosa County, more than 9,000 of the county's nearly 142,000 active voters have cast ballots already, and that puts their turnout at about 6.5%, with the majority cast during early voting. Both counties continue early voting through August 18th. Former Century Mayor Luis Gomez Jr. has died at 62. Gomez stepped into the role as interim mayor back in 2023 after Ben Boutwell's resignation, later winning election unopposed twice before resigning himself in early 2025 for medical reasons. During his time in office, Gomez helped to save the town nearly $200,000 through insurance changes and outsourced management of the wastewater treatment plant. He was first elected to the town council in 2017. Funeral arrangements have not yet been announced. Governor Ron DeSantis says a new shipbuilding project at the Port of Pensacola is about a lot more than jobs. It's about national security.
This expansion will support the growing national need to create additional capacity in the maritime industrial base.
DeSantis pledged $9 million to go towards that project yesterday, presenting Mayor D.C. Reeves with a ceremonial check at a ceremony at the port. Burdon, primarily a defense contractor, is expected to bring over 1,400 jobs to the port itself and hundreds more across the Pensacola area. Well, 40 years now into his career in education, Escambia County Public Schools Superintendent Keith Leonard says the first day of school still gets him every time.
This is my 40th year, and I still get excited every day because I think about that same thing. Kindergarten starting their first day of school, and a senior, getting to the end of their high school career.
Wednesday marked the start of the school year for Escambia County's roughly 32,000 students. They were the last district in Northwest Florida to head back into the classroom. Well, a Milton woman hoping to open a tattoo parlor in downtown Milton found out this week her business wouldn't be allowed under current city rules.
I recently went on the endeavor to open a business in Milton because I love the historic district. We want to bring a tattoo parlor in, and I went to zoning today, and they just invited me to come plead to you all because the landlord has told us that it was commercial and residential down there in that district. We found out that for our business, it isn't zoned for that.
And that's Lindsay Goldsmith. She told the Milton Council that she had been directed to speak with them this week after learning the use is currently prohibited downtown. City staff confirmed tattoo shops are barred by city code in the downtown corridor, a rule likely dating back to about 2017. Staff are looking at potential updates for that city code, and that could be brought back to the Milton Council at a meeting later this month. A bill from Senator Ashley Moody is now headed to President Trump's desk. The Stop Secret Spending Act would require the federal government to disclose billions of dollars in spending currently hidden from public view under the so-called other transaction agreements. Moody said the bill brings much-needed transparency to spending that is long flown under the radar. 735 at News Radio 92.3. PJ's got our traffic on the fives.
Sorry about that. I was answering the phone. There's a vehicle crash in a roadblock, US 90 at Evelyn Street in Milton. They're saying the turn lane is blocked. Use caution. I'm PJ with the traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Thank you very much. And right now we've got sunshine. It is 80 degrees around the area. Our next news at 8. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
With your money now. Wall Street will get another look at U.S. inflation today with the July reading of the U.S. Producer Price Index, which measures what wholesalers pay for raw goods and materials. Economists polled by Dow Jones expect an increase of 0.2% from the prior month. Ice cream companies may be enjoying a summer sales boost from soaring temperatures, but behind the scenes, they are preparing for a future where customers want healthier options thanks to the growing demand for GLP-1 drugs. Nielsen IQ data says U.S. ice cream sales volumes fell 1.5% year-on-year through June 13th. Anthropic is in talks to buy NVIDIA-backed startup Descartes AI as the cloud maker explores acquisitions that could help it handle growing demand ahead of its public listing. Bloomberg News reports that the deal could be worth about $6 billion. Descartes, which develops AI infrastructure, could help Anthropic absorb more demand. Futures are mixed as traders await more inflation data this morning. That's your money now.
My name is Trey McMullen, and I'm running to be your state representative, not Tallahassee's. District 2 isn't just another district. It's an engine. Families, veterans, first responders, teachers, and small businesses are the fuel that keeps it running. But every engine needs a spark plug. That's the role I intend to play. Not powered by PAC money, not directed by special interest. Powered by the people of District 2. My mission isn't just to pass laws. It's to connect veterans with resources, connect employers with workers, connect families with opportunity, and to ensure your voice, not a lobbyist, is heard in Tallahassee. On day one, I'll hit the ground running to deliver real, measurable results. Because District 2 deserves a representative that works for the people, not the PACs. Vote McMullen this Republican primary.
Paid for and approved by Trey McMullen Campaign for Florida House, District 2, Republican.
You recognize the smell of marijuana, but it's not just a smell. It's a warning. If you can smell it, harmful chemicals are entering your lungs, bloodstream, and brain, and our children too. Every inhale affects brain development and triples the risk of serious respiratory issues. Protect your kids and grandkids from the dangers of marijuana. Their future is on the line. This message is sponsored by the Department of Children and Families and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, this is DC Reeves. Together, we are moving Pensacola in the right direction. My priorities are building a healthy economy with good careers and keeping our community safe. I will always support our small businesses and back the blue. Let's keep working as a team to move Pensacola forward. I'm D.C. Reeves, and I'd be honored to have your vote on August 18th.
D.C. Reeves is endorsed by Sheriff Chip Simmons and the Fraternal Order of Police. Paid for by D.C. Reeves for mayor.
The countdown is on.
Chest high stab. Here is the give. Cole Feely bounces to the outside. 25-20, 15-10, 5-4-3-2-1. Touchdown, Florida State. Touchdown, FSU.
Hi, this is Jeff Colhane, voice of the Florida State Seminoles. The new college football season begins for the Noles in just a few weeks. Join us all season long on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay this morning. And you know what that music means. That means that we've got Mike Wood from the Pensacola Police Department joining us to give us an update on everything happening with PPD. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning, Todd. I've got one question before we get started.
Sure.
Our chamber here is older than the chamber in St. Augustine. That's right, isn't it?
That is correct. We are Florida's oldest chamber. We kick their butt.
Okay. Yeah, just wanted to make sure. Sometimes there's some confusion there, so I like to get the facts out there.
Thank you.
So look, we had a busy week actually, and it began on Friday afternoon. There was a large police presence at the No Name Apartments on North Haines Street, and that is the name of the apartment complex, the No Name Apartments. And what happened was there was an individual inside one of the apartments that was threatening to harm himself, and he had a 5-year-old in the building or in the apartment with him. Officers responded. He would not come out. So our SWAT team and our negotiators went up there, and there's going to be a lot of police officers when that happens. Fortunately, the 5-year-old was allowed to leave, and then eventually the individual himself, who was having some personal issues, came out and was taken to go get help with no further incident. So that's the good news. Now the bad news is we have bad information that goes online when something like that's going on. We had it at the Pensacola Village the week prior, where somebody was typing that there were 10 people shot there, which was totally not even close to being true. And so we just once again want to encourage people to don't listen to the keyboard warriors on social media when you're trying to get your facts about what's going on in Pensacola, especially when it's breaking news. You need to listen to news radio. Look at the Pensacola Police Department's X, or formerly Twitter, page. Our Facebook page is updated quickly now. So please just go to reputable news sources and the Pensacola Police Department itself to get the latest breaking information, because when you have people that can get behind any keyboard and write anything they want, it can create chaos. So that's a battle that we fight every day online to make sure everybody has the right information.
Yeah, no, that's so important. And you guys do a tremendous job with your social media, getting information out quickly when these things happen. And, you know, I know you all have fun when it's appropriate, but, you know, when there are incidents and it's important to get that information out, y'all do a tremendous job. What else?
That's one big change since Chief Lindstrom became the chief of police here, is he's pivoted the Facebook page a lot to more breaking news. And like you said, they have a lot of fun when it's time, but when it's time to get serious information out there, we're also doing that now. So, and one other thing that Andrew and I always try to seem to keep up with, because it seems to be an ongoing problem, is people trying to burglarize the old Baptist Hospital campus. Mm. And I think we're like 10 or 12 and 0 as far as capturing these people. Security up there is extremely tight while this demolition is going on. Yet people, most of the times it's teenagers, like to get in there and see what they can do, and see, you know, if there's some items to take, whether it be copper wire or old furniture or whatever. They're getting caught every time they go up there. And it happened again on Sunday night. There were 2 juveniles and 1 adult arrested up there. So we're just urging people to stay away from that campus. Security is very good up there. And if you go try to take something from up there or do some vandalism, the chances of you getting caught are almost 100%.
Yeah. So Pensacola Police Department is undefeated. So don't try to take them on.
We're undefeated there, and we're undefeated at the Blue Wahoo Stadium. So don't mess with that place either. Those are 2 places that you're going to get caught.
Right. Don't even try it. All right.
That's right, Mike.
So obviously we've got back to school cranking up this week. Anything that folks need to be aware of for that? Anything that y'all are doing different as the kiddos head back?
No, we're doing what we always do, and we're watching those school buses and the school zones, and so far so good with that. We haven't had a lot of violations there. It's just mainly the school buses. People have to get used to the fact that they're out there again, and they get a little confused sometimes when that stop sign comes out if they're on a four-lane road, when they have to stop and when they do not. So the quick version of that is if you're behind that school bus, you obviously have to stop. The oncoming traffic in the two lanes going the opposite direction, if you have to drive through grass or over concrete to get to the other side, then you're going to have to stop. So that this is something that is confusing every year, and we try to go over that with people to make sure. And if there's any doubt, just go ahead and slow down and stop anyway for that school bus. But so far, so good. Hadn't had a lot of violations this year.
That's great to hear. Safety first. All right, yeah, speaking of traffic, I'm going to kick it over real quick to PJ with traffic on the fives.
Traffic is brought to you by ECUA, making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app, available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. Take a look at the big board. Just one vehicle crash to report on, and that's US 90 at Evelyn Street in Milton. They're saying the turn lane's blocked. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thank you, PJ. Talking with Mike Wood with Pensacola Police Department. Anything else in terms of back to school that you want to share, Mike?
No, just take your time and be careful. And that's the main thing are the school zones. And there's been some years that we've had traffic officers up around those schools, and they've had to write a lot of tickets because people are speeding through the school zones. And that is something that we cannot give warnings for, that we cannot tolerate, because our children are just too precious to do that. So we want everybody just to please, please, please be careful in those school zones.
Yeah, absolutely. So practice patience and keep look out for those signs and those flashing lights, and make sure that you follow the speed limits on those areas. So what else you got going on, Mike? Anything upcoming that y'all are looking at?
Really upcoming, but yesterday we got a lot of attention that from a pig that we had to take into temporary custody.
Right.
He was spotted by an officer up around, I think it was East Pensacola Heights. We got him into the back of a cruiser. He liked that a lot because it was air conditioned, and found out that his name was Wilbert, and finally found out where he belonged, and that he just took a temporary, the little pig's supposed to stay at home, and this one did not, but we eventually got him back there. And when the officers got him back there, he didn't want to come out of the cruiser. It's not nice and air-conditioned back there. So he was lured out by some double-stuffed Oreo cookies, and he's back home, and everybody's happy.
So is Wilbur a city resident?
Well, yeah, he is.
Okay.
He is. And he was very, very polite.
Right.
He didn't give us a hard time, and, he is he's a city resident.
Okay. Well, yeah, glad to hear that Wilbur is back home and safe and doing well. Is this something that happens regularly? Do you have, other than dogs, I mean, do you have unique animals that you sometimes interact with?
Well, it's funny you should ask, and we may have to consider a escaped pig task force here at the PPD because this is actually the third time that this has happened. The first time that the pig was in the middle of traffic on Garden Street. The second time it happened, the pig was in traffic on Interstate 110, and we had to corral that one, and then we had this one yesterday. So all three of these were different pigs, and so it has been a little bit of an issue, but not one that's causing us too much trouble.
Okay, well, that's good, and that I would have never imagined we had that much pig traffic in our fair city.
Yeah, and when the police are chasing them, it seems to get a lot of attention. So
right, yeah. Well, you just never know, right? I mean, it's
exactly,
every day is a new adventure. So one thing I do want to bring up, and this is something we do at the chamber every fall. We have our first responders lunch that will be happening in October. So just want to get that on y'all's radar screen. We'll have more information coming out in a few weeks. But, just want to say on behalf of the chamber and the business community, thank you for the work that y'all do. I mean, all first responders, PPD, sheriff's office, fire, EMTs, all those folks who keep us safe, who really support us in the community. And I just want to give a special shout out and thank you to you guys.
Well, we appreciate that as well for doing that for us each year. There's we get a lot of good support from the community that we serve, and we do appreciate it. It does not go unnoticed, and there's different different parts of the community do that for us each year, and it's a great thing. It gives us time to sit and talk with people, and as they give back to us, and we give to them. So it's just something that we love to see happen, and we certainly appreciate you guys doing that for us.
Yeah, no, it's always one of our one of our favorite events, just be able to thank you guys in person and celebrate what you do. We just thank you for everything. And, you know, if a pig or another animal, you know, comes, hey, we'd love to have that. Maybe we'll have a petting zoo this year, you know, for folks to enjoy.
Well, that might happen. Now, if we have to run into one on the way to this celebration, then we have no problem bringing him in, especially if he doesn't want to get out of the car like this last one didn't. So who can blame him? Pigs are pretty smart, they say. And you put one in air conditioning this time of year, he just doesn't want to go away.
You can't blame him. You really can't. So
maybe
in October it'd be a little cooler. We can coax him out to come celebrate with us. But again, Mike Wood with Pensacola Police Department, thank you so much for what you guys do. Thanks for being on the Pensacola Morning News with us this morning, and have a great and safe weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. I'm Todd Thompson, sitting in this morning for Andrew McKay on Pensacola Morning News. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
So if your child is having trouble with math, or maybe not even having trouble, but just you know they could do better, they know they could do better. Maybe there was a teacher that just didn't quite teach it the way they understood. Or, you know, maybe they did all right, but they feel like, you know, obviously thriving is the ideal. Mathnasium is the place. I'm a big fan of Mathnasium. Our two dear friends own it. My son taught there for a year. The basic idea is, every child's a little different. Every child gains or doesn't gain the certain skills that they need at certain times. Maybe the way they're learning math in school doesn't fit their learning style, isn't the way you learn it, so you can't make up the gap. Whatever the case may be, every child can be good at math, can find math fun and enjoyable. We just need to identify which pieces are missing and then teach to that in a very carefully tailored, you know, kind of small setting that's meant to be for that child's benefit. The way it starts is you just go in for a free assessment. You stop by Mathnasium. They take a real quick test, and they find out what is it that the kid knows, doesn't know how well, and so forth, and then figure out a plan to solve it. That's it. So simple. Mathnasium, located next to Marshall's in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport.
Hi, this is Mike Kohler, your District 2 Commissioner seeking re-election. As a retired Navy captain with 33 years of naval service, I'll continue fighting to preserve our communities, manage taxpayer dollars responsibly, and oppose wasteful spending. As your commissioner, you can continue to count on me to be a strong advocate for public safety. I respectfully request your vote. Please vote Mike Kohler on August 18th.
Paid for and approved political ad by Mike Kohler for County Commissioner, Republican District 2.
When I hit my 50s, I felt like things were slowing down.
This is Sandra's Metamucil story.
I started taking Metamucil for digestion, but had no idea it would impact so much more. Not only did Metamucil help me feel more regular, but my heart health saw the benefits too.
Metamucil, One simple routine, four health benefits. Digestive health starts here. Go to Metamucil.com for more details.
Hello, I'm Colonel Eric W. Shorter, and I'm running for mayor. I'm a true son of Pensacola and a product of multiple generations of public servants. My goals are simple. Vertical economic initiatives, jobs, 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 affordability and housing, neighborhood revitalization, and education reformation. Citywide opportunity is possible, and I'm not guessing. Vote for the positive choice, Colonel Eric W. Shorter, for mayor of Pensacola.
Paid and approved by Colonel Eric Shorter, candidate for mayor of Pensacola.
Getting you up to date as you head to work. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay this morning. Kick it over to PJ with traffic on the fives.
All right, thank you. I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. Still dealing with that vehicle crash and roadblock, US 90 at Evelyn Street in Milton. Use caution through that area. Also have a vehicle crash and Overlook Drive that is actually right next to Florida West High School. So as the kiddos are going back to school, I think there's an accident that just happened. So just use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
So following up on our last conversation with Mike Wood about the pig, got a text in from Colton Wright saying that we need a special pig apprehension team to deal with the pigs that are running rampant through our city. But that's always fun to have those types of stories. PJ, do you have any animals, any pets at your house?
German Shepherd, yes.
Nice.
So how about you?
No. I'd love to, but... I'm not home enough. I'd feel bad, leaving a pet there all day.
Yeah, so. We used to have goldfish when the kids were younger, but right. We can never get them to stay alive. So goldfish are hard to take care of for some reason.
Yeah.
But I think we do have some chickens in our neighborhood.
Okay.
So I guess people must have the proper zoning to have those kind of animals in the city limits, huh?
Yeah. So, make sure you keep them pinned up and, we don't want any unfortunate pig accidents on the highways. I can't believe one got out on 110. That's amazing.
So, well, and airplanes are landing on 10 and, everything's happening.
that video was just amazing, seeing how that plane came down and it was underneath that sign holder, stanchion or whatever.
The gantry,
We've had a lot of plane activities with the Blue Angels and then with that. So we've had a lot going on recently.
I have a 21-year-old myself, and so I just imagine her in that situation versus the 21-year-old that actually piloted the plane. And I'm like, I don't think my daughter would have kept her cool under pressure the way that young lady did. So kudos to her.
Shout out. I mean, that was amazing to be able, like you said, keep your cool under that type of pressure with a student with you and, have to bring that plane down on I-10 with traffic and everything else. That was amazing. So, always something happening in the air around here. It's pretty amazing. I think I've been here 16 years now, and I've only heard one person complain about, either planes or too much noise or anything like that. So, I mean, if you're going to live here, you just have to know that comes with the territory. We've got NAS Pensacola, we've got Whiting Field. There's always going to be air traffic in our community, and it's the sound of freedom. It's great. All right, so coming up in the next hour, we've got three interviews. We've got Lisa Newell with the Gulf Breeze News, who'll be updating us on everything happening in the breeze. We'll have Andrew Wiggins from the Florida Chamber of Commerce, who'll be talking to us about the upcoming elections and what's happening there. And then to round us out in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have Joe MacArthur from the Escambia County Public School Foundation with an update on the back-to-school activities and how you can support our public schools. So a very important thing to do. Again, want to celebrate Escambia County Schools being a district last year. And I know the folks there are excited with back to school and keeping that momentum going. So shout out to them. Good luck on a great school year coming up, and get those future workers, get them trained and educated, so fill those jobs of the future. That's very important to us at the Chamber. Looking forward to those conversations coming up. Again, I'm Todd Thompson with the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. To find out more information about your chamber, go to PensacolaChamber.com, and you can follow us on our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn as well, about all of our activities, events, and programs. Again, I'm Todd Thompson, filling in for Andrew McKay.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Any ships that want to go through the Strait of Hormuz need permission. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Iran's top joint...